Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, March 14th. I'm Trinina Ree for The Wall Street Journal. Diplomatic talks to end Russia's war in Ukraine have resumed. They come after Moscow's missile strike over the weekend near the Polish border, bringing the fighting closer to Western Europe. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators were meeting via video conference. According to an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, negotiators would focus on a ceasefire, the immediate withdrawal of Russian troops, and security guarantees for the country. Meanwhile, Washington is cautioning Beijing to resist calls from Russia for Chinese help in the war and said it would act if China tried to help Russia get around U.S. sanctions. In the latest threat to the global supply chain, a surge in COVID-19 cases has led Chinese manufacturing plants in Shenzhen and Changchun to shut down. Many electronics and auto factories, including Apple supplier Foxconn, Volkswagen, and Toyota, are halting production. The government has placed the city of Shenzhen into lockdown for at least a week and says everyone in the city would have to undergo 3 rounds of testing. And a new COVID pill from Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics is being more heavily used than expected, even though regulators and many doctors consider it a last resort. Health officials had anticipated a rival pill from Pfizer would be the COVID drug of choice because it was found to be more effective in clinical trials than the one made by Merck and Ridgeback. But prescriptions for the two antivirals are about equal in part because Pfizer's pill is in limited supply. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.